July 30, promised strength for the day, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, 2 Peter 1:4. I long for physical strength and health, for mental clearness, that I may render to God acceptable service. You have not chosen me, Christ has said, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 15:16. The word is full of precious promises. I shall have strength of eyesight, I shall have strength of brain, I shall have clearness of conception and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because I ask in the name of Jesus. Precious Savior, he gave his life for me. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11:33-36. I long for the benefits that we all may receive through faith. Now is our opportunity to hide our life with Christ in God. Every moment of our time is precious. The precious talents lent us of God are to be employed in his service. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Yes, we are the Lord's blood-bought heritage. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. This God requires of every one who shall compose his family in the kingdom of heaven. All selfishness must be overcome. We must be true to God, true as steel to all his commandments. Human beings frame laws and are very zealous for their enactment. At the same time, they transgress the highest law from the mightiest sovereign. This they attempt to make null and void. They exalt the human above the divine. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Jeremiah 5:9. Yes, God will reward every man according to his works. Manuscript 70, July 30, 1897, Diary.